T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is going to the show, and I'm just a regular guy. So Toy Story 4, huh? Well, I know what you're asking. Is this something we really needed? Hey, I get it. I loved all of those toys. I loved all of the movies. But didn't they wrap this up at the end of Tree? Come on. Andy went to college. He gave all the toys away. I cried like a baby. End of story. Evidently not. Toy Story 4 is an all-new adventure that is dark and it's deep and it's more complicated. I tell you, there are feelings here that no toy should ever have. And while maybe my personal waterworks didn't get turned on like it did in Number 3, it still hit some chords. And I don't just mean the catchy ones played by Randy Newman. This one goes into existential areas of life. As a toy, what's it like to be loved or not loved by a kid? What's it like to be a lost toy? Is it lonely or does it offer freedom? Does being a defective toy affect that toy psychologically? And what about if a toy cannot live up to its purpose or deliver on the promise of its TV commercial? Hey, leave it to Pixar to make an animation for kids with big adult issues. This is still fun. It still makes you laugh. And I got to tell you, if this is the final chapter, it's pretty satisfying. But it picks up with Woody, who's now relegated to the corner of Bonnie's closet. But he's still very protective. He hides in her backpack on her first day of kindergarten. But she makes a new toy out of a spork. And the poor plastic utensil named Forky can't understand why he's now a toy instead of trash. Then, when Forky gets lost, Woody takes it upon himself to go find him, and that starts the adventure that goes to an RV park, it goes to a carnival, and a creepy antique store. And if you've ever been terrified by a ventriloquist dummy, well, there's 4 of them here that will haunt your dreams. There's also a creepy dolly and other new characters here that are hilarious, like a stuffed ducky and bunny that is voiced by a reunion of Key and Peele. At times, the movie is exciting, it's funny, it's scary, it's heroic. It's even romantic. I ain't kidding. And if this is the ending, it's a real nice, hopeful one, too, which makes Toy Story 4 definitely worth your show-going dollars. It really does. Now, if you want to hear some of my other reviews, those are at 93XRT.com. Get them on a podcast. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.